This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Those in San Francisco who still can afford to eat out may notice the wait staff a little tense for the next day. Tomorrow is the release of the latest Bay Area edition of the Michelin Red Guide. This is widely thought to be the most authoritative restaurant guide in the world. It comes out in regional editions in many places. And people who go out a lot really do pay attention to what the guide says. So, as Nancy Mullane reports from San Francisco, for top chefs, these are days of anxiety.
It's tradition. The morning Michelin releases its annual guide for a city, like it did last week in New York. Jean-Luc Noray, the Michelin Guide's global director, picks up the phone. He makes a personal call to each and every chef who's receiving a star or losing a star.
When you make that call to the chef, they're all excited. They all remember that call. In New York, I gave a call to David Chang, you know, the owner of Momofuku Ko, and the guy said, "Oh my God."
Yeah, you got it. Absolutely.
2 years ago, Michelin released its first San Francisco guide. Douglas Keene is executive chef and owner of Cyrus in Healdsburg. He and his maitre d', Nick Payton, had agreed to go to the Michelin Guide's release party, but then had second thoughts.
What if we don't get any stars? That's going to be a really horrible party for us, Nick. He's like, "Yeah, but we have to go." I said, "I know we have to go, but I said, can we get a little loopy beforehand?"
Then, at about 8:15 that morning, the phone rang.
I really couldn't understand him because, I mean, it was noisy and his French accent, and I was nervous, and he said, "Two stars," and I was like, "Wow." I said, "Thank you. Wow."
Since that day, nothing's been the same at Cyrus. The look you straight in the eye chef built a $350,000 kitchen annex. He took tables out of the dining room so he could serve fewer patrons consistently perfect meals. Now he says he has more control over every plate.
That is probably partly Michelin telling me that I need to make sure to check everything and make sure it's absolutely perfect.
It was only 3 years ago the century-old Michelin guide crossed the Atlantic. Instead of covering the whole country in one guide, they began reviewing U.S. restaurants one city at a time. First was New York. Then 2 years ago, Michelin began visiting San Francisco restaurants, and that's when the fun began. Director Jean-Luc Noray.
Food there is a serious business. Some of them were very surprised to not receive the numbers of stars they were expecting.
All Michelin rating in the U.S. is done through the eyes, ears, and taste buds of 10 anonymous professional inspectors. That means every night and any night, everything is on the table, so to speak. Michelin's Noray, who is not an inspector, says anonymity is key.
You know, sometimes I go to a restaurant and I never tell my inspectors where I'm going. And I could sometimes spot an inspector. And of course, we feign not to recognize each other. And there will be a man and a woman being fully, deeply in love during the dinner. But of course, they're a Michelin inspector and they're doing the job, rating the food.
Thank you for calling the French Laundry. This is Erin. How may I assist you? We would do 500, 550, 600, not 510.
Down a picture-perfect wine country road is the French Laundry. So far, it's the only three-star Michelin restaurant in the entire region. Inside the airy, bright, wide-open kitchen, the staff is intensely focused, measuring, slicing, beating. One chef is slowly stirring 25 pounds of golden butter. It's all in preparation for tonight's $240 a person chef's tasting menu.
Now that Michelin's come to the United States, it still seems very surreal.
Corey Lee is the French Laundry's chef de cuisine. He says having three stars comes with a great responsibility.
People come in with certain expectations, and you certainly want to deliver it and exceed those expectations.
The philosophy of the French Laundry is that a great meal is all about creating an emotional experience. That philosophy wasn't lost on a small group of young Canadians. They researched, saved up, and chose the French Laundry for their first three-star experience. They spent more than $2,000. Melise Key says her favorite dish was the butternut squash tortellini.
It just melted in my mouth. It was like pure butternut butter. It was just delicious.
And like lovers trying to recapture the memory of the night before, Mark Staz and Dominique Chechenovich have returned to the scene of their ecstasy.
It was an unparalleled experience. We've never had a dining experience like this before in our lives.
That was incredible. You know, we're not special people by any means, but last night we felt like rock stars.
Yes, they say the economy is bad. But despite their limited incomes, these wide-eyed 20-somethings don't regret spending so much money for something so memorable. Tomorrow, the Michelin Guide for San Francisco and Bay Area restaurants goes on sale. Next week, Jean-Luc Nouret will begin making his morning calls to chefs in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane.